Welcome to A Spirit Led Life with HMI. Stay tuned for an anointed word by Pastor Stephen Hockey. We hope the session builds your faith. Enjoy.
So today's sermon is entitled Rivers. And I was just spending time with the Lord this week and wondering, you know, Lord, what do you want me to share with your people? And one thing that came so clear in my spirit was decisions. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about today. We all have decisions to make in this year. Yes. Whether it's going to be big decisions, whether it's going to be small decisions, whether it's going to be life-changing decisions, you are going to have to face decisions this year, and you're going to have to learn to make the right ones.
Amen. Yeah.
And maybe you're sitting there saying, well, I've been making wrong decisions my whole life. Well, we have to learn to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
This year, in order to make the decisions that He wants us to make. Now, I'm reminded of what Apostle Nikki van der Westhuizen said. We were there at their church for the New Year's service. And one thing that really stood out for me for this year, he said this, and I want to quote him. He said, "This year's abundant manifestations will be directly linked to our commitment to Christ."
Yeah.
So their word for this year was abundance. Now, abundance can only take place if you made the decision to stay committed to Christ.
Yeah.
This year more than ever before. But how committed are you willing to be?
Yes.
Are you committed? You know, are you just willing to step in a little bit? Are you saying, God, I'm so busy. I have family. I have business. I have this. I have that. I have sports. You know, the list goes on. It's like, I can be committed, but I can only be this much committed.
Yes, it comes back to decisions.
Decisions.
It's like, I've just gotten home, or I've been super busy. Mm-hmm. It's the beginning of the year. Work is crazy.
Exactly.
I'm getting home. Yeah. I now have time for myself.
Yeah.
Am I going to play games? Am I going to watch TV? Or am I going to make the decision, even if it's just 20 minutes, half an hour, to sit down and pray or read the word?
Yeah. Or worship.
Starting with small decisions this year, mm-hmm. obviously going to bigger ones. But the first decision we have to make, I think, is are we gonna get busy with what the year is going to be giving us?
Yeah.
Or are we going to make time for God? Are we going to stay committed in our time?
Exactly. And I know there's people that are already watching, and they're saying, you've already made a New Year's resolution. And you said, Lord, in 2024, I'm going to spend more time with you. Well, it's the 8th today. And I know there's some people that have made that promise, but they haven't even opened their Bible.
Yeah.
They haven't even prayed. They haven't even worshiped God, because life is too busy.
Yeah.
And we have to make a decision. Again, that word decision is going to come through a lot. How serious are you in 2024 in your relationship with God? Mm-hmm. How serious are you about your relationship with God?
Yes.
And how serious are you about Hatikva? Now, my dad was speaking about Hatikva last week. And it's the hope. God is the hope. How serious are you about having the hope in your life for 2024? Are you saying, well, I believe in God. I believe he's going to make a way for me this year, but you don't spend any time with him.
Yes.
That's just telling me it's, again, using God as a crutch to get through the year, but you're not serious about your relationship with him. There's many people in church that, you know, they'll do their religious duty. They'll maybe go to church once a week, if they can even do once a week church.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's once a month, and then they want all the problems in their life just to disappear and vanish, but they are not willing to get committed. How many people do you know personally? And this might trigger something, but how many people do you know personally that say, Christians, that say they do not know what the voice of God sounds like?
Yeah.
They do not know what it is like when he speaks. And it's saying, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. If you do not hear the voice of God, you are not committed to God. If you do not hear the voice of God, it is telling me that you're not praying, you're not reading the word, and you're not serious about your relationship with him. Because then there's a problem. There's a one-way a relationship, but God isn't one way. God is relationally orientated. God loves you, and God wants to get to know you more than ever before in this year. He wants to, he wants to visit with you, but God is seeking the seekers, and this year he's going to visit the seekers more than ever before. And you need to understand that there's a, there's going to be a supernatural flow in visitation this year with God. But if you decide to stay on the sideline and you make a decision that you're going to put your family, you're going to put your business or work or even church above him this year, you're going to sit on the sidelines and you're not going to experience the promises that God has for you. Because who knows, 2024 was filled with a ton of promises. One, I've heard ministers say abundance. There's, my dad said hope. There's visitation. There's overflow. There's more. There's this. There's that. Some people are saying even doom and whatever. There's a ton of promises. There's a ton of stuff that has been spoken for 2024. But if you want to get into the things that God has for you for this year, you have to get acquainted with the presence of God if you want to experience the promises.
What I'm hearing here is your personal relationship with God.
More important than ever.
We've gotten, I mean, it's the beginning of 2024. There's been, like Pastor Stephen said, so many words going around, you know. You've probably, we've received personal word from God. There's so much word that we've got, you know, for this year. Tikva, we've received our hope for the year, right? Yes. Come we've on. Received our tikva. But are you now going to just, okay, that was nice, and carry on with your own thing? Or are you going to go to Jesus? Are you going to spend personal time with Jesus and actually let that hope carry you through the year?
That's good.
Instead of just leaving it in January.
Yeah.
Is it going to be with you through every single month of this year?
Yeah.
Because I think that's how we do it, is by our personal relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to decide, how serious are you about God in 2024? Or has he been sidelined in your... Because maybe you made a promise in 2023 to get closer to God, but after 2023, you find yourself even further away than in 2022. This year, you cannot play around with God. You cannot play around. You have to get serious with the things of God in 2024, and you will be blessed. Isaiah 55, verse 1 to 2. Let's just read verse 1. Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." Now God is inviting you to drink. He's inviting you to a place where you can be filled with his presence. My title of today is called Rivers. We're going to be speaking about rivers. But one thing that I just want to point out before I want to get into the base scripture, but is this verse. He says, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." You have to get thirsty for the things of God in 2024. And then what do? Once you get thirsty, you have to go to the source so that you can be filled.
Exactly. You can't just be thirsty. You got to do something about it.
Don't just get thirsty and don't do anything about it. When you're, you know, it's the middle of the night and your mouth is dry, you know, and you just feel this intense thirst, what do? You get up and you go and drink some water.
Yes.
Or you maybe you have some next to the bed and you wake up and you drink some water. Some people need to wake up and drink some water.
Amen.
But you have to get thirsty for the things of God, and you have to then do something about it and start getting into the presence, getting filled with the Holy Spirit more than ever before.
Amen.
Ezekiel 47, and now we're getting into where the Lord took me for this year. Ezekiel 47 verses 1 to 12, but we're going to open it up as we go. I love Ezekiel. There's so much revelation in Ezekiel that we can teach on forever. Yeah. No, but in Ezekiel, this word today is coming from a prophetic point of view. Now we know Ezekiel was referring to Jesus. He was prophesying about Jesus. But the Lord was speaking to me about different things for this year, for 2024 for you personally and staying committed in 2024. Ezekiel 47 verse 1 says this: Then he brought me back to the door of the temple. just in that very first line, God is wanting us and he's bringing us back to the door of the temple. Yeah. What does that mean? God is inviting you. He's saying, come back to a couple of things. Number one, come back to him, to the presence.
Yes.
The temple represents the presence of God. That's where he dwells.
Amen.
He's inviting you back to the presence. But I felt in 2024, he's inviting you back to the basics. Because many times things have gotten so complicated, especially when certain pastors preach, it gets so complicated and there's revelation in that. Don't get me wrong. We also like to sometimes get deep, but yes. God is taking us back to the basics so that we can stay committed in this year to come.
Yes, yes.
Now, he says this, then he brought me back to the door of the temple and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. Now, I just took a moment, then I was like, okay, Lord, what is the threshold? What is the threshold? Because yes. He said, flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east. This is where the water was coming out from. It was coming out from the threshold. And as I was studying, and this was for me so beautiful, the threshold is that which separates the common from the sacred. That which is common from the Holy of Holies.
Sure.
And that what are you saying, Stephen? That God is himself. He's pushing through the threshold from that which is holy. No longer is God going to wait for you to come into the Holy of Holies, but the sacred, the God, the great I am, the Holy Amen. Spirit is going to press through the threshold. He's going to press through so that he can get to you.
Sure. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
He's pressing in, stepping out from his holy throne, if I can say it like that, and stepping into a common place just so that he can meet us. And this is what I've been loving from what the Lord has been showing me, that if you go study throughout the Old Testament, God was always in the temple. He was always in the ark or wherever. And people had to press in to get to him. People always had to you know, try and get to the temple
in
order to get to the presence. But then here Ezekiel comes. And Ezekiel literally shifts the minds of everyone of that generation with one prophecy.
Sure.
Saying no longer do we have to try and work and try and be perfect to get super clean in order to get into the Holy of Holies. But instead, the Holy Spirit, because of Jesus Christ, we know this is prophesying about Jesus.
Yes.
Because of the of Jesus, the sacrifice he made, now the Holy Spirit has been allowed to enter into our lives. Now from the temple there'll be a gushing through the threshold. The waters are now entering into the common place.
Wow.
That we do not have to worry about being unclean into or you know, that we're not worthy to enter the presence of God, but now the Holy Spirit washes us clean, that he has entered into our domain. But he didn't come, and he's not worried about your uncleanliness, because his cleanliness is going to overpower your uncleanliness.
Sure.
And he's going to enter your life forcefully in 2024. This is what the Lord's been speaking to me. That there's
going to
be supernatural visitations, because God is breaking through the threshold once again. Now, again, I know there's those, he's prophesying about Jesus. I understand it. But this is a prophetic word, what the Lord has been sharing with me, that he is going to enter into our lives forcefully this year, and he's going to come out of that place of it where it seems untouchable, and he's going to flow into our lives supernaturally in 2024.
Wow.
Come on. If this word's
so
for
good.
You, just throw in a big amen. Because when I was reading this, I just got teary-eyed and saying, God, you are so good, that we have so many mistakes, we are so unworthy. And then God says, but I don't care about that. I don't care about how unworthy this person is or that person, because I've come to make them worthy. If they will allow me to, I will wash over them in 2024, that those who thought they are the most unqualified, God is going to wash them clean, and he's going to forcefully make them qualified in 2024. Wow. Things are just suddenly going to happen for you in this year in areas that you never thought was possible. Maybe there's new books being released in the spirit. Maybe there's, you know, new business ventures, new ministries. I don't care what it is, but God is going to take those that thought they are would never be able to do it. He's going to take them in this year. He's going to pour his spirit upon them, and they're going to supernaturally be able to do what they never thought they could do.
That's so good.
This is what God is taking us
in
this year. Wow. Hope. We have a hope. Tikva. We have a hope in our Lord to take us through this year. But what I love, he's inviting us into a deeper relationship with him. Remember I said, the Lord is family orientated. The Lord is relationally orientated, and he's willing to break through the threshold to encounter you. The great I am, listen to this, the great I am, Yahweh, he has made time just for you, the creator of heaven and earth. Try and get into the king and queen's presence, you know, here on the earth. You won't even be able to get even close to them.
Yeah.
But you find that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he is waiting for you, actually inviting you into a deeper relationship with him this year. The question is, how will you respond? Or is he not worth your time?
Sure.
If you had an invite right now from the palace, Buckingham Palace, and say, come and have tea with the king, you know, most people will fall flat. Most people will faint. And most people, you know, they're going to have to go through training, and they'll go through the effort. They'll spend money just to have that little time with the king. But here we find that the King of Kings is entering into your domain. In 2024, he's entering into your space, and he's waiting to have time with you.
Yeah.
What are you going to do knowing that God wants to spend time with you? Or is he going to be pushed to the side and say, well, I don't know, work is too busy.
I don't have time for your appointment.
I don't have time for you.
Sure.
What I'm doing is more important than the great I am. Mm. And if you have that mentality in 2024, you're going to miss out on the promises of God.
Yeah.
God is going to check the hearts. This is what I just felt in my spirit. As the water rushes, God is going to check the hearts of his children this year. And he's going to test to see who are those that are truly willing to make the decision to be committed to him this year. And you will want to be on that side. I can just tell you, you want to be on the side where you pass the test of commitment for 2024.
Yes.
Let's go to verse 2. So it says, he brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. Now, if you don't know what's happening, obviously, for those of you that maybe don't know or understand, God has taken Ezekiel into a vision, and God is showing Ezekiel just exactly what he has planned for the future of Israel. Okay?
Amen.
So that he's in a vision. So he says, outside the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side. Verse 3. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water came to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the water came to my waist. Again, the fourth time, again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep. Water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed.
Sure.
And good morning to Evangelist Daniel DeToy. We love you guys too. Glad to have you on. So God is just speaking to me, and he's taking me and saying, Stephen, the rivers are going to flow.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be an outpouring. There's going to be a rush of my presence this year, and that's going to come into people's lives. Whether you want it or not, the choice is going to be there. And the moment you find yourself ankle deep in the water, you have a decision to make.
Yeah.
And this is what the Lord was showing me, that it starts off slow. Ankle deep, which means there was a small amount of water.
How much is ankle deep? Let's say maybe this deep.
And then he went back, he measured again, and then all of a sudden it was knee deep, which is, much deeper. It's a large growth.
Mm-hmm.
Went back again, then it was waist deep, another growth. And then he went back the fourth time, and then it was so high that they couldn't swim. And the Lord was telling me that those that are committed to staying in the river in 2024 will be overtaken by the blessings of God.
You know what I see here? Supernatural multiplication.
There we go. Acceleration.
Because it's not, adding a little bit and then a little bit and a little bit. It was ankles, knees, waist.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't even stand.
Exactly.
That every time that amount is increasing, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Supernatural increase. If you're willing to stay in the river, you're going to have supernatural increase in your life.
Yeah.
You're going to have so much that it's going to be overtaking you, overflowing.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so good.
And that's what I love. There's going to be a sudden overtaking. Those that are ankle deep, I don't know if you've ever walked, on a beach. And you're ankle deep, you can walk around and you're there, but you're just, it's not like you're in the ocean. It's just a little bit.
Yeah.
But then you get to that knee deep, and then you can start feeling the waves a little bit more, and the waist, you can still stand. But then all of a sudden, when that big wave comes and it knocks you over, and that's what God is doing. He's going to overtake us with his glory and with his presence in 2024. But are you willing to stay in the water? Are you willing to stay committed to God this year, or are you going to be quick to jump out?
Sure.
Because if you're quick to jump out and you step into the sideline, you will not experience these promises that have been prophesied for this year. You're not going to experience these things because you're going to step out of the river.
Yeah.
Because in the river, the blessings will flow in 2024. What is the river? The river is the Holy Spirit. The river is the anointing. The river is the presence of God. The river is the blessings of God. And if you can stay in this place, doesn't matter the trials, the tribulations, what's happening in the circumstances around you, it doesn't matter. What matters is staying committed to God in the season that you are walking into.
Amen.
According to the call that you have, the purpose that God has for your life, how committed are you willing to stay to him in 2024?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but that's scary. And then we have these Christians. The sad reality is there's Christians that have this season mentality when it comes to Christ. They serve God at one point in their life, maybe for a little bit. You saw them serving in a home cell. You saw them serving maybe someone at the church or whatever the case may be, and then they did it for a year, and then they don't do it for 5 years, and then it's like, okay, but what happened? Because I don't remember that God gave me us the calling of I can do whatever I want whenever I want. No, God is calling us into a deeper relationship with him, but you cannot
into
be a
commitment.
Seasonal Christian.
Yeah,
yeah, you cannot be half committed and say, well, when I feel like it, I feel like it, I'm going to serve God in 2024. If you have a feel like it mentality, you can already step on the sideline because you're going to miss the promises of God for 2024. I'm just reminded again of, back many years ago when Bianca and I had home cells, and we had all these leaders and stuff raised up under us, and to see them burning and on fire for God. And the sad reality is, looking back now, or where are those people currently? Some of them, yes, still serve the Lord, but so many have fallen away. So many are back into the world. So many of them just don't care about the things of God, and then they wonder why is things going wrong in their life. It's because they had a season mentality with God. They only went ankle deep, or maybe some of them went knee deep, but they were never willing to stay in until they were overtaken by the blessings or the presence of God.
Yeah, I just felt it's also, it's your own commitment. You can't have somebody else go jump in the river for you.
Yeah.
Because it's all good and well if your husband or your wife or your pastor is jumping in the river and they're receiving abundance. Yeah. But what about you?
What about you?
I think it's time for every single person to jump in the river and get abundance.
Yeah.
Not just the select few.
Yeah.
The river is big enough for everybody.
Yeah, come on.
But are you willing to jump in it and not just stand on the sidelines and be like, oh no, don't worry, my husband's in the river, we'll be blessed.
Yeah, exactly.
Or my wife is in the river, my pastor's in the river, he is receiving abundance, so I will be blessed.
Oh yeah.
But it's time for your personal commitment with God to get serious. Mm-hmm. Get deeper personally with him.
Yeah.
Sure.
You need to get serious about the presence of God this year. And if you can stay in the river, and you can say, God, I'm going to stay in. I don't care what my surroundings are. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to stay in until I get overtaken by your presence. And the moment you get overtaken by the presence of God, you lose all control. And this is the most beautiful place where you can be, is when you're in total surrender of what the Holy Spirit is doing. Amen. No longer do you have a decision to just walk out. But because you've stayed committed, the overwhelming and overflow of God, that abundance is just going to take you. And it's just going to, before you know it, you're going downstream with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to start touching every aspect of your life. Let's get into verse 6. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. So Ezekiel was now, you know, in the ankle deep. He went through all of that. He was overtaken by the river. Now he was brought out on the bank, because now the Lord wanted to show him something. He said, then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there along the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and the other.
Hmm.
Before the river, there was no trees. There was no life.
Yeah.
But now he's taken to the bank of the river, and all of a sudden, everywhere the river is going, there are these trees that are coming up on both sides.
Producing life.
It's producing life.
Wow.
And verse 8, he says, then he said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed.
Sure.
When the waters entered the sea, the waters were healed. God is also saying now, what is he saying? If you allow the Holy Spirit to overtake you this year, and you stay committed to him, the waters are going to flow into every area of your life.
Sure.
It's going to just rush in. Places that you thought were dry is going to produce life.
Yeah.
Places that you thought weren't producing fruit is now going to start producing fruit. The place that you thought was the most dead in your life will be healed, and all of a sudden, change will come.
Sure.
That's what the Lord is speaking.
It flowed into the sea and the waters were healed. What did they need healing from? There probably weren't any fish.
Yeah, exactly.
There wasn't anything under surface. There was no life.
Yeah.
So it flowed in there. This is so good. Are you guys getting this? There was supernatural life. There was all these things in the ocean that got healed.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
And verse 9, it says, and it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, will live.
Sure.
There will be a very great, look at this, a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there. For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Verse 10, it shall be that fishermen will stand by it from Engedi to Engleim. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kind as the fish of the great sea, wow. Exceedingly many. Abundance.
Sure. Exceeding abundance.
God is going to release fish into your life. What does fish represent? Fish represents provision.
Yeah.
Because he said also to Peter, cast your net on the other side. And when he cast it on the other side, the fish was great. He even had to get more boats in, an extra boat to help catch this great multitude of fish. And this is the promise that I feel the Lord saying, that those who stay committed, they will have, number one, they'll have every part of their life experience life.
Wow.
That even the dead parts, the most driest areas will produce life. It will be healed. Be it, take that for those that are experiencing maybe marriage problems, maybe problems with your children, and you thought it was dead. You thought there was no way,
there
was no life. Maybe you're trusting for your children to be saved or whatever it is. In the most dead place in your life right now, if you allow the Holy Spirit and you stay committed and you stay in the river, even the most dead places of your life will be healed. Then number three, the fish will come. Speaking about the abundant provision of God. Doesn't matter what's happening in the world around us in 2024. Those that are committed to God, those that keep sowing, those that keep trusting, there will be an abundance of fish for them. Sure. And they will live off the provision that God has for them. Ministry speaking, if you stay in the river, there is going to be a great multitude of souls that are going to come in this year. But you need to believe it. That's why all the fishermen were there. Because why? The harvest is ready.
Yeah.
We do not have to pray for the harvest. We don't pray for the harvest is ready. But we need to pray for laborers to enter into the harvest field. That's what the Lord said. Pray the Lord to send laborers into his harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the river is flowing and you're flowing with the Holy Spirit, those that flow with the Holy Spirit will catch a great multitude of fish in 2024.
Those that flow with the Holy Spirit will flow in healing and deliverances and signs and wonders, because that's what gives life to the people around you.
Exactly.
If you're the river and if you're in the river and you're flowing with it, what's happening on the sides of the river now?
Exactly.
There's trees coming up on the sides of the river.
Yeah.
Everything around the river, even next to the river, is being impacted by
everywhere
the river.
Where the water touches, it produces life.
Sure.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere the water touches, it produces life. Now, verse 11 comes with a warning. And the verse 11 is for those that cling on to old water or those that want to stay on the sideline. Verse 11 says, but its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt.
Hmm.
I'm going to read it again. But its swamps and its marshes will not be healed, and they will be given over to salt. Now, the Lord immediately took me to the portion of scripture where it says that the new wine will be poured into old wineskin, but they cannot handle it, and the old wineskins will tear.
Mm.
2024, if you are not in tune with what the Holy Spirit is doing now, and the new flow of the river of the Holy Ghost, this power, this anointing, this presence, if you are clinging on to old dead water, that which once was great, but now it has stagnated and it has caused a rotten smell. The water has become rotten. It turns into a swampland. It has turned into a marshland and there is no life there. The Lord said they will be given over to salt in verse 11. What's telling me? Also, he took me then to where Lot and his family came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Lord said, do not turn around. But the wife of Lot couldn't help herself.
Yeah.
She turned back and looked, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. And that is what is going to happen. There is this gush of fresh water. But if you are going to live in an old move, if you are going to live in legalistic traditions, if you're going to hold on to an old way of doing things, when the new wine is being poured out and you say, I do not want the new wine, I do not want the fresh water, I'm going to cling on to the old. What the Lord is saying, you will become rotten. Your ministry will become rotten in this year. And not just that, if you look back, you will be turned to salt. And your ministry will not flourish and nothing will come from it. There will be no life, because where there is that abundance of salt, like the Dead Sea, there will be no fish. There is no life and there is no anointing that will flow from it anymore. Don't become the sideline Christian.
Yeah, get out and jump in the new flow.
Get in. Yeah, get in the river. Get committed to God. And you might say, okay, Stephen, what is the new anointing? What does the new river look like? Go pray. Go ask God. And ask God to give you revelation on how to flow in the fresh anointing for this year. Don't cling on to old ways. Don't cling on to old things. But listen, pray, seek God, and be observant of what Holy Spirit is doing now, so that you don't get left behind and be turned into a pillar of salt.
Amen.
Verse 12. And I love verse 12. This is quite profound. Verse 12, he says, along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food.
Sure.
Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month. Because their water flows from the sanctuary, their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine.
Wow.
So God is saying, if you can, don't stay on the sideline, but if you can get committed to what the Holy Spirit is doing for this year, and you can stay committed every single month, you will see fruit in every season.
Amen.
Winter, summer, spring, autumn, whatever. You will see fruit and you will see medicine. There will be life, there will be fruit, there will be provision, there will be healing in every season of 2024, every month of 2024, if you are willing to stay committed and to stay in the water.
Yeah, what I'm hearing here is in verse 12, it says all these things about bearing fruit every month.
Come on.
And that's so supernatural that it's not from your own works. Mm-hmm. The only way that this is going to happen is when you're committed and you're giving the glory to God, because He's going to be the only reason.
Yeah.
You're exactly. going to see things happening and you're like, how is this happening?
Yeah.
Because this didn't happen from my natural works.
Exactly.
This didn't happen from me working. This didn't happen from anything natural that I've been doing.
Yeah.
But this is the supernatural increase in blessings
Thank
of God.
Lord.
And it's going to be the only reason. Like, you're not going to be able to say, oh, Lord, I did this. But it's going to be like, wow, Lord, look what you've done. Exactly. Every month in my life, there's been fruit.
So good.
Sure.
And stay committed. And you're saying, it seems too much. No, it's not too much. God is just asking for a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you make it more, you make it more complicated. God is just saying He wants to get to know you.
Yeah.
And are you willing to answer that call and say, Lord, I want to get to know you more as well.
Amen.
Even Paul, at the end of his life, and we know what a man of God he was and everything that he accomplished, Paul made a statement and said that I may know Him more. And if you're saying in the place, well, I've done this my whole life and I know this and I know that, my friend, you are putting on old wineskin and the new oil is going to tear you up. But if you can have a mentality as Paul did, even in the last days, he said that I may know Him more. That is what we need of God, to always seek a deeper relationship with Him. I'm going to read a couple verses, John 4, verse 13 to 14. John 4, verse 13 to 14 says, Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. will never thirst if you drink of the true living water. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Seek the water of Christ. Seek the everlasting water, and it will produce a fountain within you. The rivers is going to start gushing out of you. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 to 20. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 to 20 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now, Ezekiel said that the water will come from the temple. You need to understand that you are now the temple of God. Mm-hmm. And that river is not flowing from somewhere random where you have to try to get to. That the river of life is gushing out of you. That there's a threshold inside of you. And God, the Holy of Holies, is literally pushing from inside you outwards. And it's going to affect every part of your life.
Yeah.
Temple of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 59 verse 19. Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun." Now it says this, "When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him."
Amen.
Now it says the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. But here it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood. Now, I learned something very interesting. If you go study the original text, that the comma was moved up, that they actually, you translated a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Because in the original text, let me read it like this. This is how it says now. When the enemy comes in like a flood, comma, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The original text said it like this. When the enemy comes in, comma, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against the enemy.
Amen.
That's a big difference.
Yes.
The enemy is not coming in like a flood. No.
When the enemy comes in, comma.
Yeah. Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against him.
Amen.
Which is telling me that I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that there is a river inside of me, a flood inside of me, that no matter what the enemy does, when he tries to step into my life, there is a flood inside of me that is ready to wipe out every plan of Satan, everything that he has in store for me. The Holy Spirit, that flood inside of me will gush out of me, and it will wipe out every single plan of Satan in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And not just that, the word says that God will turn everything around for my good. That dry patches that the enemy tried to bring into my life, that death that the enemy tried into my bring into my life, that the temple of the Holy Ghost, when the river, that flood comes out, he will turn those dry areas into life. It will produce medicine. It will produce fruit. It will produce provision. Why? Because I've stayed committed to God.
Amen.
And that there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop me in 2024.
Yes.
Oh,
Amen.
Come on, family. I hope Amen. You're getting what I'm saying, because the temple of the Holy Ghost is here. Mm-hmm. You don't know, I have to pray far away. This is a relationship with God.
Yes.
Once you have a revelation that God is living on the inside of you and he's calling you. He wants to get to know you. Know the promises of God for 2024. Yes, but understand who lives on the inside of you. And if you understand who lives on the inside of you, there is nothing that the enemy can throw in your way that can produce death. There is nothing in your life that the enemy can turn around to cause poverty to come in, whatever it is. If you stay committed, if you stay in the river, if you stay committed to God, the glory of God will just gush out of you. and the enemy will not be able to stand against it. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Just quickly, I know our time's basically up, but I want to just give you guys, remember in the beginning I said God is taking us back to the basics.
Yes.
Five things you need to do. You need to do to stay committed to God in 2024. Here are the five things that you need to do on a monthly basis, a weekly basis, in order to stay committed in 2024.
Daily basis.
Number one, daily basis. You have to, number one, pray in 2024.
Amen.
Prayer is going to be of utmost importance.
Yes.
God is inviting you into a place of prayer. Psalm 69 verse 13. Psalm 69 verse 13 says, "But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time, O God. In the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation." That's for me such a powerful verse. It is the right time now. Go pray. Go seek God. And this is what the Lord said to me. Prayer produces relationship, because you cannot have relationship without communication.
Yes.
And this is what it's going to do for this year. And you can write these down. Number one, out of deep relationship, which is prayer, out of deep relationship will flow deep revelations.
Wow.
Out of deep relationship will flow greater signs, wonders, and miracles. Out of deep relationship will flow deep love. Out of deep relationship will flow abundant provision.
Sure.
Out of deep relationship will flow clear-cut direction. There's a lot of people that are so confused on where to go in 2024. It's because you are looking for the answers in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
You are wanting people to give you the answers. You're wanting man to give you the answers of what you are supposed to do next. But it is only out of deep relationship in prayer that you will get clear-cut direction from the Holy Spirit according to that which you are supposed to do in this year for your destiny, for purpose. You must get into that deep relationship with God.
Amen.
Number five, I think. Out of deep relationship will flow reconciliation. God is going to bring healing to those that have become bitter. He's going to bring healing to those that live in unforgiveness, to those that live in rejection, to those that live in past hurts. Out of deep relationship will flow reconciliation.
Amen.
And lastly, out of deep relationship will flow identity.
That's so good.
You will only get to know who you are once you allow the Holy Spirit to speak truth about who you are. Not about what man thinks or about what you think you are, about what the Holy Spirit says you are, the truth about who you've been called to be. But it can only be revealed in prayer.
Amen.
Okay. Then number two, you have to go into fasting. We're going to start fasting next week, Monday. And again, I encourage you to join us in this fast, corporate fast. You have to stay committed by fasting in 2024. You have to kill the flesh. You cannot allow this body to get in the way of what God has for you in 2024. May your fasting period that you go into, not just in the beginning, whatever fast you go into throughout this year, may it open your eyes to see the things that God has planned for you.
Amen.
And may it open your ears to be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Ezra 8 verse 21 says, Now look at this. I found this so amazing. "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river."
Sure.
We've just been speaking about the river and the Holy Ghost. And now Ezra said, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river." If you want to stay committed, get into a fast so that you can stay in the river.
Amen.
He said, why? "That we might humble ourselves before God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions."
Sure.
Let us proclaim a fast here at the river, that which we've been speaking about this whole time.
Amen.
"That we might humble ourselves." Pride is going to get you kicked out of the river.
Mm.
"Humble yourselves before God. This is the right way for us to do it. in 2024. Fasting brings wisdom and direction. It creates humility within us. Fasting aligns our hearts with the heart of God. It breaks our hearts for what breaks His. We know that is souls.
Yes.
Fasting is a great place for repentance and refocus.
Amen.
Fasting produces spiritual hunger within us. Fasting prepares us for breakthroughs, and fasting releases supernatural power in our lives.
Amen.
We need to fast. Number three, read the Word, because all the answers you will ever need is in the Word of God.
Yep.
And the answers and the direction that you need, you will be found in the Word. First of all, God will speak to you through the Word.
Yes.
Get into the Word. Most Christians, we speak about all the promises that God has for us in this year, but did you know that most Christians can't even quote three promises, maybe not even one promise,
yeah,
that God actually has for them in the Word of God. They'll quote promises that man has said, but they don't quote promises that God has in the Word.
Sure.
And if you can get into the Word, get the Word, may it be the foundation that you build on for this year. So that when difficult times comes, when things don't work out maybe the way that you planned, you can go back to the Word and say, but God, you promised this, that, or whatever. God is calling you back to the place where you get knowledge of the Word. Get information in the Word. Meditate on the Word. And do the Word in 2024.
Yes.
Get into the Word.
Yes.
If you're not going to get into the Word, you're not going to be able to stand when difficult times come. Listen, the pastor, the prophet, whoever, is not going to be there for you when difficult times come. Why? Because they're busy with their own stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just run to the pastor every time there's a difficult thing. You have to learn to depend and stand on the Word of God for
Amen.
Yourself and for your family in this year. 2 Timothy 3 verse 16 to 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Get into the Word so that you can be thoroughly equipped for every good word.
Amen.
Matthew 4 verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Romans 10 verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
What did my dad preach on last week? Hatikva or tikva. Speaking about, we have to have hope. What comes with hope? Faith, hope, and love.
Yes.
These are all intertwined. If I'm going to have hope this year, I need to have my faith strengthened in the Word.
Amen.
All right? Number four, we spoke about this earlier. You have to keep giving.
Yes.
You have to keep sowing in 2024 with a lot of stuff that's going to happen on the outside. I'm saying in a worldly standard, recessions, and they're talking about inflation and all the stuff that is happening. If we give into the kingdom of God, we will not be impacted by what the world is doing. Our economy
Amen.
Is linked to heaven.
Amen.
If you want the world to be your source, then it will be your source.
Yeah.
But I don't know about you, Bianca and I, we've made a decision that God is our source.
Yes.
That no matter what is happening around us, we tap into the supply of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That God will meet all my need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians
Amen.
4 verse 19.
Yeah.
That we need to tap into the riches of heaven every week. Every day, if you can, sow and sow some more in 2024 so that you can be prepared for whatever is lying ahead. You
Amen.
Live off the economy of heaven and not live off the economy of this earth.
Yes.
Also, why do we do this? Because I'm showing that Mammon is not in control of me
Amen.
In 2024.
Yeah.
If I'm committed in my giving, in my tithes and in my offerings, even in sacrificial giving, if I am committed in my giving, there will be supernatural provision for you this year.
Amen.
Those fish
yes.
in the river, that is how the fish come in the river. You will stay in the river. But it is by staying committed in the area of giving that
yes,
there will be
amen.
An abundance and an exceedingly great amount of fish that will come into your life.
Yes.
But you have to stay committed in the area of giving. And then number five, you have to start serving. Yes, we're building our relationship with God. We are going to stay committed to God. But you have to stay committed to the church in 2024.
The church or the ministry that you're a part of.
Exactly. Get committed in church again. Many of you served at one point, maybe because of offense, you left and you stopped serving the church. No, my friend, if you want to stay committed to God this year, you have to get back to the church.
Yes.
You have to stay committed and you have to start serving in that church. 1 Peter 4 verse 10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You have been given gifts by God.
Yes.
Now go to church and minister these gifts to one another. Don't sit at home. Don't wait for things to happen. Get to church and serve out the gifts that God has given you to expand the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So my word again, get into the river and stay committed to God in 2024.
Yes, amen. I received that word this morning. If you guys receive that word, just type receive in the comments. That was so good.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed that.
That's even, I'm going to like put these into practice. I'm going to hold on to those scriptures that you've read this morning. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. It was so good.
Amen. And all glory to God. He's been so good already to us this year. And I know to many of you, maybe this year didn't turn out quite the way you wanted it to begin, if I can say. It didn't begin the way you wanted it to begin. But don't start off the year by going into a depressed state, going into a negative mindset. Don't go into that place where you've already been defeated for 2024. No, break through that. Get committed to God. Jump in the river and you're going to see a turnaround happen in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Would you end off in prayer and then we'll close this session. I thank you for everyone that has watched. I know we went a little bit over time, but amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you, Father God, for this word that we've received this morning. Help us to jump in the river, to stay committed in the river, Lord, in all these areas that Pastor Stephen has said.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us to take this word and grasp it and go deeper with you. I pray that as we go deeper, that all these things in our life will start to flourish, Lord. We will have healing. We will have deliverance. We will have supernatural provision in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you that you are freely coming to us. Thank you for supernatural encounters with you this year. That we are going to be submerged in you, Father God. And that every step of the way, we are going to see your supernatural provision over our lives. We are going to see your faithfulness. We are going to see that you are trustworthy in our lives, Father God. And I just thank you for this word. I receive it over my life. And I pray that every single person now takes this word and receives it over their life in Jesus' name. Help us to keep in hope. Help us to grasp this and walk forward with the hope and with Jesus.
In Jesus'
mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You can make a difference by partnering with us, a ministry with a heart for the lost. You can sow or partner by visiting our website, deonhockey.org. You'll also receive exclusive content from the ministry as a thank you from Pastor Deon Hockey. Remember to subscribe and follow our social media pages for updates, sermons, and more information about the ministry. Thank you for listening and see you next time.